After Eden by Alison Leonard. Episode 2. Grace and Truth.
They're called culottes. It's a sort of skirt, only sort of divided.
Name's not relevant. You save skirt, we see trousers.
Mr. Hudson, women have been wearing trousers for decades.
Not to the parochial church council, Mrs. M.
Oh, I knew if it was me, clothes would be the crunch.
Just softly, softly. We are delighted. PCC couldn't be more, but go gently.
Do you think I can go into trousers in, what, a year? Two?
Five. We wanted a woman, Mrs. M. Woman was what we asked for.
In long, rustling skirts.
Good listener. Gracious. Gentle. Woman. Agenda for the PCC, Wednesday the 17th. Item 1, notice in supermarket.
Ah, the notice, yes. Bring me up to date.
Quick Mart development. Huge building spans the border. Our parish, Pontvale, England, and his parish, St. Bride's, Wales.
His, the Reverend Melvin Johns.
He and we agreed. One notice, welcome to our churches. Two parishes, two languages, new era of cooperation. Splendid. But that was in your predecessor's time.
And what's the problem? Why can't we go ahead?
Rev Johns upped and changed his mind.
Why?
Ooh, search me.
No. Search me. I'm the problem. Women vicars are the problem to people like Melvin Johns.
Some men, they're the problem. What should the PCC reply to St. Brian's?
You're not suggesting we make up the PCC's mind for it in advance, are you?
Would I? Would you?
No. But we must prepare the ground, mustn't we? What would soften him up, this old-fashioned man?
Old-fashioned charm?
No, I don't go in much for charm. Charm seems too much like insincerity. I go for honesty. Unvarnished truth.
Truth being?
That Mr. Johns has withdrawn joint parish cooperation out of pique that I'm female, and we want him to change his mind. I know Pontvale aren't generally keen to plunge into conflict.
Despair not, Mrs. M. If you stand up to Rev Johns, we stand up too.
Thanks, Mr. Hudson. You're a rock.
I believe in standing up, standing by when times are hard.
You stood by your wife, didn't you, through that long illness?
One does. A wife like mine is a rare thing. One stands, come wind, come weather.
Did you have anyone to help? You haven't mentioned sons or daughters.
One doesn't ask for help. I was devoted to my wife. I revere women.
Revere? That sounds religious.
My wife didn't hold with religion. She and I agreed to differ in the question of faith.
It must have been complicated, the amount you do for the church.
No, the question of the supermarket. No. Interruptions even this late in the day.
It's constant, I'm afraid. I get the feeling, Mr. Hudson, that you were the guiding spirit behind my appointment. John, lovely to see you, but I'm in the middle of it.
Oh, sorry, Elaine, this is a part time. But it's just I've been delegated to come and beg you, implore you. We need all the help we can get. It'll only take a moment.
Well, maybe Mr. Hudson can wait a moment.
Well, you couldn't believe they could be so ruthless about the consequences.
You haven't met my church warden yet, have you? Mr. Hudson, my friend, Sean Davis.
Oh, glad to meet you. It's the Estuary Link Road, Elaine. You know this Saturday's demo?
Yes, you have mentioned it.
Oh, am I a bore? Look, we've got loads of people, but we need names. We want the press there. David Bellamy's tied up in Africa.
And you want me?
You've been in the papers. First woman vicar in this area and all that. They'll want to follow you around for a bit.
Will she want? That's the question.
It's a question of our values.
God's world versus concrete.
I'm not into God, as you know. For me, it's do you want all the migrant waders to disappear from the estuary just to cut 8 minutes off travelling time?
Saturday is Christian Aid coffee morning, Mrs. M.
I don't know, Sean. I'm sorry to keep you, Mr. Hudson.
No, well,
God, you always took the green side against Harvey.
Well, because I wanted to be against Harvey.
My estranged husband, Mr. Hudson, he's an engineer. Look, the spirit's willing, Sean.
Then why can't you be with us in the flesh?
Entirely up to you what you decide, Mrs. M. Slip back tomorrow to settle the agenda,
Oh, yes, all right. I'll have a freer mind then. But I'm not throwing away my culottes. Bye.
I scared him off.
Next time, phone to check. I love the estuary. And the thought of them draining off whole tracts of it.
He thought you ought to go off to a coffee morning.
Shan, he's a real friend. He's pro-woman. Nursed his wife with cancer right to the end.
Great. Will you come speak?
I'm treading a tightrope here at Pont Vale. I'm not your average vicar, man or woman, coming from the theatre, from a broken marriage.
They knew all that.
Yes, but I should tread gently.
You never used to tread gently. Remember the fight over your designs for Hamlet?
Oh, don't remind me.
Come. You'll be glad you did.
Or else I'll be sorry when the PCC takes umbrage and won't let me stand up to the local male chauvinist. I'll think about it, that's all I can say. Sean, what do you mean? I'll be glad if I did.
Oh, we've got some fantastic people. You'll meet Grace. She's got all the arguments. So young and dedicated. She reminds me of a nun. But when Grace gets up to speak, she's on fire. Like the man said, it's entirely up to you. Only
what?
I'm off.
I'll be in touch. Dear God, I never used to find it difficult to make up my mind. To Shan, it's clear. Save the beautiful birds from our crazy urge to go faster. But I'm different now. Dear God, tell her coffee mornings aren't trivial. We're tipping wealth from the rich to the poor, and it's a community get-together. I can't please all of the people all of the time. Shall that be my motto, dear God? Is that what you're saying? Take it slowly, quietly. Let the decision emerge. Yes. Yes, I'll kick off my shoes, relax on the sofa, put on a tape, and let the decision emerge. Even treat myself to a glass of sherry. That bottle's lasted since Christmas. Avi and I used to drink sherry. Now he's into claret and mistresses, and I'm almost abstinent in drink. Oh, it's late. Oh, in heaven's name. Oh, sherry in my hand. Oh, what the hell. Hands in bare feet. Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Who are you?
I want the liquor.
Well, I may not look like it, but that's me. I was relaxing.
Oh, Mrs. Metcalf, Sean's friend.
Oh, you must be Grace.
How do you know?
Well, she described you vividly. Come in, come in. I'll turn that music off. I was just having do you drink?
No.
Can I get you something to eat?
No, thank you.
Was this something you wanted? Wanted me to do?
Join us.
I think Sean's got an exaggerated idea of what sort of impact I can make.
You can speak. Presumably. I can tell you what to say. The desecration of the estuary. I mustn't be the only one to speak. We need age. We need weight.
Thank you.
There's no room for ego, Mrs. Metcalf.
Elaine.
This world will perish unless we set aside our personal concerns.
But in my job, it's other people's concerns I'd have to set aside. I've got responsibilities to the church, the community.
To God, presumably?
Of course. But there are different visions of God.
And you have visions of God while you're sipping sherry with your feet up on the sofa.
I'm not much use to God or to anyone if I never relax.
I never relax. There's no time.
Then, Grace, forgive me, but you'll burn yourself out.
That's why I need your support.
Let me get you something to eat. You could do with it.
I said no, thanks.
Well, I'm ready for something. I can't promise to be there on Saturday.
Please.
I have another commitment. Not a cheese sandwich?
No. Just support me. Support the cause.
Oh, dear God, that bell. Night and morning, it never stops. Harvey.
Elaine, I understand that am I disturbing your breakfast?
I was taking my mid-morning cup of coffee to the study.
I hear that you're going to spend this Saturday wearing a woolly hat and waving a banner against
Who told you that? I made no promises. I may have to go elsewhere.
Oh, I was told otherwise.
Who said?
I don't divulge my sources. What I came to say was, you may take your idealism whatever you please. Nothing I've said or done has ever stopped you. But it's essential that this doesn't become a personal vendetta. If the press were to get hold of it, it would do neither of us any good.
This road isn't your scheme, Harvey. I thought you were into shopping malls.
I'm consulting engineer to the Estuary Link Road. Don't tell me you didn't know.
It's a long time since I followed your career.
Exactly. There's no longer any personal connection.
But it might be dragged in by some cub reporter. This is my job, my patchouli. I'd be grateful if you would not intervene.
They're your salt marshes. They're your migrant wading birds, are they? This is why we fell apart. You thought it was your world and I thought it was God's.
It gives you clout to drag God into it, doesn't it? You'll find the issues are rather more complicated.
You used to be an artist, Harvey. When we first met, you painted watercolours, seascapes.
When we first met, you could think your way logically from A to B, even to C sometimes.
I'm sorry, I have a job to do here. And it's very awkward. Working from home, people keep interrupting.
The real world keeps breaking in. I'm simply asking you, Elaine, for both our sakes, keep out of this one.
What am I going to do? Dear God, it's not fair. After Grace came, it was perfectly clear. This is your world, God, and I'm your devoted fan, so it's my job to help save it for you. And into this clear, pure, godly world strides Harvey. Which would be fine if he wasn't right. It would look as if I was getting at him. Well, I would be getting at him. I'd be only too glad to put a small bomb under one of his patches of concrete. There was a moment when I really thought I'd forgiven him, dear God. And I even thought he'd forgiven me. Just like there was a time when I knew exactly what your will was for me. That I should serve your people. But which cause serves your people best? Fast roads, beautiful birds, or a coffee morning to ease poverty? Or even the cause of women struggling to be vicars and stay human? Dear God, am I really concerned about doing the right thing? Or only about being seen to do the right thing?
Excuse me, could you please, where are the speakers? We need to head them on. Excuse us. Hi, Grace.
Shift your butts there, folksy as Grace.
Have you bumped into Harvey, Shan? I want to see him before he sees me.
He'll be at the site, no doubt, with his henchmen, security guards. Excuse me, can we
Shan,
get through?
Shan, there's thousands. Have you got some more stewards to go at the back? Oh, hurry. Nice you with us.
This is Elaine, I told you about. Hi.
Hi, don't go, smash in. You lot catching up at last. There's another one right behind you.
Another?
All in his black gear. Look there.
Melvin Chance. Shan, I'll be along in a minute. I ought to speak to him.
Okay, but don't lose us. We want you up there beside Grace.
Is Grace all right? She looks like a race. We had quite a talk, you know, the other night. I don't know what family she's got, but she could do with some mothering.
She's tough. It's just she's been up all night on the photocopier with these leaflets.
Back in a minute. See you. Excuse me. Hello. Can I push through? I'm sorry, but aren't you Melvin Johns?
I am indeed. And you are the Reverend Metcalf.
I saw you at my induction outside the church.
With my banner.
Well, this time we're on the same side. Oh, we're moving. Have they asked you to speak when we reach the site?
No, they don't ask clergymen to speak. They feel it's the wrong image. But we should support them.
We've got to practice what we preach.
All ye green things upon the earth, bless ye the Lord.
Exactly. It's amazing how seldom members of the clergy get involved in green issues.
It's a matter of keeping the faith, following the book.
That's something we can agree on.
Oh, is it? Is it indeed, Mrs. Metcalf?
I thought it was you, Elaine. You seem unable to take advice.
Harvey, I thought you'd
All right, I'll cut my losses. Will you keep a low profile?
I'm sorry, I can't talk to you now.
Yes, following the Bible. Are you following it? You are attempting to enter a domain forbidden you.
We each have to be faithful to our calling.
It's not a question of individual whim. It is the faith handed down the ages. All these people, these fine young people, they are celebrating creation. God's creation. God created Adam and Eve in subservience to him.
Mr. Johns, I was hoping we could communicate on the basis of equality.
God did not found a political movement. He founded his kingdom. Excuse me, some of my young parishioners are nearer the front of the march.
Elaine.
Oh, Harvey, men.
I hope you don't throw me in the basket with him.
Did you hear him?
I heard. Did I ever talk about subservience, even in our worst moments?
No, you didn't.
If I'd been a different sort of man, I'd have punched him.
That wouldn't help promote your road scheme. Top engineer in ex-wife demo brawl.
I'd no idea people like him still existed. I can see what you've got to put up with.
Well, you have to put up with opposition in the shape of ex-wives and dog collars speechifying against your pet project.
No, you're not getting up and speaking.
Well, they asked me to. Elaine!
I couldn't think where you'd got to.
Harvey!
Sean.
I was expecting to see you at the end of the march. Have you met Grace?
I've seen you in the distance. Good morning. I'm the consulting engineer.
Oh, how many security guards have you got at the site? Are they going to carry us away in armored vans?
None of us want to provoke any sort of incident.
No? Don't you want the kind of publicity that makes us out to be a rabble, rather than people who care passionately for the natural world and can't bear to see it destroyed?
Grace, I think we should go back to the head of the march.
I don't think Harvey's got any violent intent, Grace. Let's all...
Is this man a friend of yours, Elaine? You haven't seen the things I've seen.
Let's leave the arguments till we get to the site.
Twyford Down, the sort of tactics employed to silence us.
Grace, Sean's right. Let's...
Don't touch me!
Grace!
Oh, poor girl.
Oh, God, look at the colour of her. She's ashen.
No, don't try round.
Yes, give her air. Her pulse is quite slow.
I don't think she hurt herself when she fell.
No, but we should get her to a doctor. Where does she live?
Well, she's been staying with friends. She said she hadn't got a home. Oh, hang on. I think she's coming round.
Grace, we look after you.
Sean, can you cope? Explain to all the...
I am sorry, but she needs taking care of. We'll go to the vicarage.
Sean, if you can bear to talk with me, I think we should arrange for this event to go ahead in a lower key.
I'll make the speech. But okay, let's talk about it.
I must speak.
Another time. Can you stand up? We'll go home and rest.
You've got a fraction of colour coming back. You had me worried for a while, Grace.
I'm desperate about the demo. What do you think they'll have done?
Sean will have found her voice. She thinks she can only speak when she's got lines to say, but she's brilliant when she's up against it.
She told me you were in the theatre too. Did you act? Good training for this job.
No, I was in costume design.
No wonder you don't dress like a vicar.
It gives me some problems in the parish, my dress sense.
Did you know that man? The consulting engineer?
I was married to him for 14 years.
Elaine!
Hold on to your cup. Here's a table.
Oh. Is he religious?
Not a scrap.
My mother wasn't religious.
Your father?
He was. Elaine.
Are they both dead?
Just my mother.
Where's your... who's this? Don't worry, Grace. I won't ask them in.
Mr. Hudson.
£654.
Can you be a bit quiet?
I told them you were indisposed.
I've got a friend here who's not well.
I also took soundings about trousers. Can I come in and report?
Elaine.
Harvey, what
I wanted
are you
to
doing?
Ask about that sick girl.
Oh, she's on the mend. She'll want to know how the speeches went. Well, so do I, for that matter. My church warden has just turned up and... Oh, he hasn't gone along to the living room.
No, I shouldn't have called, but she looked so ghastly. That Welsh vicar wanted to know what happened to her. He said how wonderfully caring you were.
Look, do you mind waiting? In the kitchen, perhaps, there?
Right.
I'd better go and rescue Grace. Mr. Hudson, hadn't we better leave our discussion till...
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what? Grace?
You knew my daughter.
Your daughter?
Grace, are you all right?
I was.
You don't eat properly. Never look after yourself. You never did listen to me.
Don't, please. Grace collapsed. She needs care.
Elaine, you see, understands about parents who have fundamental disagreements.
What do you mean?
She is right. You do need care.
Sit down, Mr. Hudson, please. I'll make a pot of tea and we can talk.
No.
Oh? You're going to take evasive action?
Please, Grace.
Elaine, I've seen this more times than you could count.
Still, need you be so... Please, Mr. Hudson, have a cup of tea.
Very well. Yes, thank you.
I won't be a moment. Well, at any rate, Sean managed to put the point across.
It was almost a reasonable dialogue.
Which won't get reported... And we'll get ignored by you road builders.
Elaine, how is it you're allowed to denigrate my profession? I'm not allowed to denigrate yours.
Excuse me, I need cups from that cupboard.
Oh. As soon as this God character entered your life, we were never alone. Yet the unseen guest at every meal, the added voice in every argument. The character was practically in our bed.
Keep your voice down, please. This isn't the time or the place for an argument.
This morning, for the first time in years, I felt that we've made contact. I tried to be civilized. At last, it seemed to be working. Now you break it again. I try to imagine what kind of a woman you'd be if you hadn't been taken over by God.
You never give up, do you? This is my life, my job. Just let me do it. Excuse me.
Can you let yourself out? Sorry for the delay.
Have you been talking?
No, we've been listening.
Oh, dear God, no. Did you hear Harvey and me?
Did we hear them, Dad?
I'm afraid we did.
It sounded familiar. Yeah?
Mr. Hudson? Familiar?
Yes. A little.
Oh, a very little. Each day of my parents' life.
Oh. You told me that you and your wife...
Yes, tell me what he told you. No, second thoughts, don't. He loved her. He adored her. She was the perfect...
Grace, stop it.
Stop it. Don't say it. It hurts. And how much did it hurt me to have to live with it? And then afterwards, worse. To have to live with that angelic lie.
Should have stayed at home, Grace. Could have worked it out.
Oh, not while you went on telling lies. Give him a cup of tea, Elaine. He looks like I felt a couple of hours ago.
Dear God, how long should I wait? How long have they been waiting to talk about this? 4 years since she died. Pontvale Vicarage. Hello, Mr. Johns. A little better, I think. Yes, her father's with her at the moment. Well, I don't know if she'll actually go home. Thank you. I only did what anyone would do. The supermarket notice. Yes, yes, we got your letter. We're going to discuss it at the PCC. Well, certainly I can, if that's what you... Well, the agenda's not fixed yet. By all means, we can leave it open to the last moment. But I've been thinking, if we were to do it, what typeface do you think we should use? Yes, yes, that's what I thought. Big and bold. Catch people's eye as they go in to do their shopping. Thank you. Well, she needed some mothering. I'll tell my churchwarden when I see him. That's very good of you. Thank you, Mr. Johns. Thank you, dear God. Though I don't think I'll actually tell my churchwarden just now. He's got other things on his mind.
Ah, which one of them's coming out?
Sleeping quite peacefully. Unless it's the effect of alcohol or drugs.
Oh, she doesn't touch them.
How do you know? The company she keeps.
I'm sure she doesn't drink or take drugs. How much have you seen of her in the last few years?
Nothing. Almost. Refused to come home.
Did you know she was involved in these campaigns?
Rumour reached me, poor dear girl.
She's not, Mr. Hudson. Grace is not a poor girl. She's a real leader. Have you talked about what happened in the past?
She talked. To me. Mrs. Emmett was like her... I'm not sure how to say, a film of one's life seen from the other side, through another pair of eyes. Do you know?
Yes.
My way, you see, was to say, no one will be affected. It'll be almost as if it has not happened, if no words are spoken, if I say it did not happen.
Children are always affected.
She said my life was a lie, Mrs. M. She said I did not love her mother, Mrs. Hudson.
But you did.
Too much. Grace said that I could not bear her to be different from me. True.
Do you think the two of you will talk about it again? Some other time?
Oh, she means to. She'll stay with her friends, she says, but she'll come and visit me. Mrs. Hem...
Yes.
Mr. Johns and the supermarket notice. Might we avoid conflict, perhaps? Conflict is so difficult.
It was Mr. Johns on the phone.
Ah.
He wanted to talk it over. And as we talked, he seemed to change his mind.
Why?
He said he watched me caring for Grace.
He recognized my qualities, he said. Appreciated my womanly virtues.
Splendid, and so he should. The same applies, you know. You've been a great help. Grace and I, we haven't finished, but we have begun. And that's your doing.
Don't please put me on a pedestal, Mr. Hudson. It's a dangerous place for anyone to stand.
Ah, yes.
How will the agenda look now, without that massive item?
Rather thin, I'm afraid.
Well, in that case, do you think we could open the debate on trousers? Whether women could be like men in some respects, and wear them?
In episode 2 of After Eden, Elaine Metcalf was played by Christine Pritchard. Sean was played by Sue Jones-Davis, Mr. Hudson by Steve Hodson, and the Reverend Melvin Johns by Michael Povey. Harvey was James Green, and Grace was Julie Higginson. After Eden was written by Alison Leonard and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.